Well, good morning. What a privilege it is to be in Lurgan Baptist Church this morning. It's a shame that you can't be here. You can see me, but I can't see you. But we trust as we gather around the word of the Lord that you will be blessed. When we open his word, he promises to speak. So I trust that you will be blessed in your home this morning as we gather around his word. We're turning in our Bibles this morning to the book of 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel in the chapter 22. 2 Samuel and the chapter 22. As you look that up, let me thank the group for singing. They've blessed my heart this morning, and I trust they've blessed your heart this morning too at home. I have good memories of coming down to Lurgan Baptist in years gone by, rushing out of Iron Hole Gospel Service to get down to the youth rally. So it's a privilege to be here this morning and to be sharing with you. 2 Samuel and the chapter 22, and we're just going to read a few verses from throughout the chapter. 2 Samuel and the chapter 22 and the verse 1. And this is the word of the Lord. And it says, "And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." Drop with me down to the verse 29. "For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect." I would like to speak to you this morning under the title, "Who is a rock save our God?" Who is a rock save our God? Most of us from children will be familiar with the parable of the foolish man and the wise man. Of course, we would have learned that chorus as a child. The wise man built his house upon the rock, and the foolish man built his house upon the sand. And when the storms came in, the foolish man's house fell down, and the house that was built on the rock, the house that the wise man had built, it stood firm and it weathered the storm. But what we're perhaps less familiar with is what this parable actually teaches. Yes, we can take the application that the wise man who built his house upon the rock, he was saved for life and for eternity. And the foolish man who built his house upon the sand, it was destroyed and he wasn't ready for the judgment that was to come. However, I feel there's another interpretation of this parable that's important to note. You see, the Lord Jesus, he had been preaching here in the parable of, on the Sermon on the Mount, and obedience to these words is what the Lord Jesus is saying. Obedience to these words, it's like building your house upon a rock. And that rock, of course, is our foundation stone, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus, what he is saying at the end of this parable is, no matter who you are, it's not that you just get saved and that's you. You've got your ticket to heaven and that's it, fine, it's ready to go. But instead, dear believer this morning, you are obliged to build. There's no detour around it. There's no just straight to heaven. It's actually a command. Each of us, we're commanded to be building our lives upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We're told to build. And I wonder this morning, how is your house looking? I wonder, dear Christian, this morning, are you someone who is daily leaning upon the Lord, looking for his strength, fully relying on him in difficult days? You know, as we come to this passage this morning, that is not my primary focus, but I think it's important before we focus on our rock, that we challenge ourselves and ask, well, are we building for the Lord Jesus? Are we serving him as we ought? Are we living for him as we ought? Praise God, he is our rock. But I wonder, how is your life looking at the moment? But as we come to this passage this morning, we find David, and David, he's lifting a song of praise to his Lord. He's been through many tough times, and he's had near-death experiences so many times, and the Lord, he has intensely tested him, and yet we find in this chapter that he is found praising, lifting up the name of the Lord. For who is God, he says, save the Lord, and who is a rock, save our God? God is my strength and power, he maketh my way perfect. Maybe just like David this morning, you're going through difficult times. Maybe this morning you don't know where to turn. You're listening in and you simply need to hear from the Lord. You're searching for hope. You're searching for peace. Maybe you're in a tough situation and it seems that the Lord is so distant. Maybe at times like David, you're crying out, Lord, where are you? Lord, you need to step into my situation. Where are you, Lord? How true it is that we have very little or no control over our circumstances in life, and how things around us can cause us to worry and be concerned. Circumstances can overwhelm us. My dear friends, dear brother, dear sister listening in this morning, how if we want to get on top of our circumstances, we must focus on our foundation stone. How we must remember that beautiful thought that it's on Christ, the solid rock I stand, and all other ground is sinking sand. How significant it is that in these two books of Samuel, if you were to turn to 1 Samuel in chapter 2, you'll find the song of praise of Hannah. You'll find Hannah singing a song of praise, and then all this trouble happens in between. There's so much heartache, there's so much bloodshed, there's so many difficult times right through the two books of Samuel. And then we come nearing the end of the second book of Samuel, 2 Samuel in chapter 22, and what do we find? It's bracketed with yet another song of praise. There's a song of praise right at the start, and then all this trouble. But right at the end, what is David able to say? He's able to say, the Lord is my rock. You know, dark days do come to God's people. They're there to test us. They're there to try us. They're there to help us grow. I don't know what the past year's been like for you. In fact, many of you who listen, I don't know your personal circumstances at all or how hard life has been. But praise God this morning that our foundation stone, he's a rock. And dear child of God this morning, I want to focus on the Lord Jesus for the remainder of our time. I want us to learn six things about our rock this morning. Six things. The first of these is this. The Lord, he is our rock of stability. He's our rock of stability. Research has shown that children in schools work best when there's routine. Some children struggle to deal with change to routine and their daily routine being disrupted. And there aren't many people who really enjoy change, are there? And maybe you're listening this morning and there's the winds of change and they're blowing around you. And maybe you're someone who looks at the changes that are happening in our land and in our world and it fills you with fear. As we encounter major changes in our individual lives and the world around us continues to change, we need a place to find hope in, and we need a place to find security in. We need something that's not going to change, something that's always going to be constant. We need somewhere to stand when we wake up to the news that that loved one has passed away, or a terminal illness has been diagnosed, or our job is in jeopardy, or the last candidate we would want elected to office in the country has been elected. And the truth is, there is one thing for the child of God that never changes. There is one thing that stays the same in this life for the Christian, and that is our unchanging God. The Lord is our rock of stability. Look at verse 2 with me. David, he says, the Lord is my rock. The Lord is my rock. Now listen, it doesn't say the Lord is a rock. It doesn't say the Lord is the rock. Yes, the Lord is the only rock in which we can stand. But let me remind you, dear brothers and sisters this morning, David understood this. He says, the Lord, this he is my rock. This rock, he is personal to you. And no matter what your circumstances are this morning, you can cry out and say, the Lord is my rock. He cares. You know that? He cares intimately for you. He loves you with an everlasting love. And he knows all about your circumstances. We can say that no matter what comes our way, we have a stable and unchanging God. How our weary steps may falter. How we constantly change. How we're prone to wander away from the God that we love. And yet each time we can come back to him, and his love and his grace and his mercy are available to us through thick and thin. Even when we've doubted him, even when we've been in dire straits, he is there to see us through. No wonder David was able to cry, who is God save the Lord? And who is our rock save our God? The Bible tells us that God never changes. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Malachi 3:6. He is the rock of stability. He is unchanging. There's no transition. There's no inconsistency. There's no change in our God. There's no shadow of turning. He is faithful forever. And this morning we can cry, behold our God, seated on his throne. Come, let us adore him. The same God who spun this massive blue marble into space. Is the same one who met Moses on Mount Sinai. Is the same God who protected David. And the God who kept his promises to Abraham. And dear brother today, dear sister today, we can say yesterday, today, and forever, he is the God who is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all. And his tender mercies are over all his works. Things around us will change. The world around us will change. And sometimes it can feel like just a tiny ripple in the sea of our lives. And at other times it can feel like a 10-foot tsunami wave has hit us. But no matter what changes we face, we need not fear. We need not hide. We need not despair, because our rock and our anchor, we were singing about that earlier, is our unchanging God, whose character and promises remain fixed forever. He is our rock of stability. Secondly, the Lord is our rock of strength. The Lord is our rock of strength. Look at verse 2 again. It says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress. The Lord is my fortress. Well, what is a fortress? According to the Oxford Dictionary, it's a large building or group of buildings that can be defended from attack. How the devil loves to attack God's people, doesn't he? How when we think of David in his life, he was constantly under attack. We think of his hardships with King Saul. We can think of how he lost his best friend Jonathan. We can think about the many times that he spent in hiding, how he was constantly under attack. I wonder, do you feel under attack this morning? Is the devil causing you to question your faith in your circumstances in difficult days? Is he aiming his fiery darts at you? Well, don't fear. Put on the gospel armor and trust in your rock of strength. You're protected by the fortress. It speaks of strength. How you must take your strength from the Lord. He is the rock of strength. God had taken preeminence in the throne room of David's heart. And that's why he cries out this song of praise. That's why he says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress. David, he is building his house upon the rock. He's trying to make an impact for his God by the way that he manages his trials and his difficulties. David, he declares God as his all in all. And David realized that without the Lord, he was weak. And how we must realize that we are weak. And he is strong. And in order to benefit from his strength, in order to benefit from the strength that the Lord provides, how we must meet with him daily. That's the only way we can live close to him. And that's the only way that he can be our strength if we're found with an open Bible. If you want to know victory over Satan and his attacks each day, how we must place our lives in the Savior's hand each day. I read a statement recently, and it should be a challenge to every child of God. It says, don't say that God is silent when your Bible is closed. How God was David's all in all. Is he yours? The Lord can only be our strength if we are leaning in him. There's too many Christians these days who say God isn't working or moving in my life. But then I wonder, could God say to them, you aren't asking or reading my word to find out what I have to say? The Lord is our rock of stability. The Lord is our rock of strength. Are you leaning on him? Thirdly, the Lord is our rock of safety. Our rock of safety. Look at verse 2 again. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My deliverer, the Lord is our rock of safety. Jackie Dawson has painted a beautiful painting of a storm. And if you can imagine, there's a great crashing waterfall coming down the middle of the painting, and there's lightning in the background, and the rain is crashing down, and you can see the sea in the background of the picture, and the waves are crashing. And if you took one glance at that particular painting, it looks simply that a storm is raging, and it's all disaster. But if you take time to study this picture carefully, right in the middle is a little tiny dove. And it's resting in its nest on a rock edge in the middle of the waterfall. And it's clearly in a peaceful state, protected by the rock in which it's nesting, hidden in the cleft of the rock. You know, the Lord, he never promised a trouble-free trip to heaven. It's a journey with many hardships along the way. But I love this. The Lord Jesus, he reminds us in John 16:33, this is our rock speaking. He says, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. How we should be filled with hope this morning. That firstly, he knows our every weakness, and his plan is perfect. And no matter what you go through in your situation this morning, that he can bring peace to every situation. How truly we can sing, O safe to the rock that is higher than I. My soul in its conflicts and sorrows would fly. So sinful, so weary, thine would I be, thou blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee. How he is our protection in times of trouble. He hides our soul in the cleft of the rock, and he holds us there with his hand. He's the only one who has overcome the devil, and he can protect you from the attacks of the demons of this world if you'll only trust him. Why can we trust him? Because he's overcome the world. He's King of kings. He's Lord of lords. He's above and through all things. What a Savior. He's our refuge place. Our rock of refuge. Our rock of safety. The Lord is our rock of stability. The Lord is our rock of strength. The Lord is our rock of safety. Fourthly, the Lord is our rock on which we stand. Look at verse 34. We didn't read it together earlier, but this is what it says. He says, he maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon high places. When we read of these hinds feet, it speaks of a deer. And a deer's hinds feet, it allows it to jump easily onto higher ground. And God plants our feet on the rock firstly, and then he lifts us to higher ground. My, we can see how David knew that the Lord had lifted him to higher places. He was constantly looking for the Lord to lift his feet to higher ground. How David was able to say, the Lord has pulled our feet from the miry clay and he set our feet upon a what? A rock. And he's cast our sin into the sea of forgetfulness. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions. The Lord Jesus, he took our place at Calvary, and we can see his blood flow, and we see him hanging there in our place, and the crowd, they ridiculed him, and all he does for you so that you can stand upon the rock. And then on the third day, death and the devil are defeated and we can put our trust in that finished work and we're lifted up out of the pit of our sin. That day we come to the cross and we can say that we now stand on the Lord Jesus Christ, our rock. When your hope, where is your hope found this morning? Are you standing on the rock, Christ Jesus? It's the Christian's greatest joy. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. How we dare not trust any other. This morning, this rock on which we stand has given his life for us. How so many build their hope in job success, in relationships, in social life, in sporting success. But all these things are sinking sand. When we stand before God, it will be only those found standing on the foundational stone who have stood and built their lives to glorify Christ. Are you standing on the Rock of Ages this morning? Satan can't snatch you off that rock. Hasn't the Lord promised that we're in the palm of his hand? He says, I and my Father are one, and no man can pluck me out of the Father's hand. Dear Christian, what a privilege we have this morning to say our hope is built on Jesus Christ, the solid rock. He's the rock on which we stand. The Lord is our rock of stability. The Lord is our rock of strength. The Lord is our rock of safety. The Lord is the rock in which we stand. Fifthly, the Lord is our rock of supply. Do you know what David said in Psalm 78 and verse 20? Listen to this. He says, behold, he smote the rock, that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. This morning, we have all that we need to satisfy us in Christ. This morning, we need never thirst again. If we would only rest in the spring of living water and find refreshing there. Oh, dear friends, there's enough to satisfy. When we dwell by these still waters, what are we told in Scripture? He restoreth my soul. How these waters keep us on the right path. When we drink there, our spiritual lives are refreshed and renewed. How when we meet with the Lord, he will never leave us feeling empty. He will fill us until we overflow with the joy of our salvation. He gives us more blessings than we would ever deserve. And the rock of Jesus can fill any empty place in our life. Maybe you're fine this morning listening. You're concerned about your finances this morning. Maybe you're worried about God's provision for you or how much he cares. I was reminded by the words of the Lord Jesus himself. He says, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much more than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add a cubit to his stature? Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. He is our total supply. The Lord is our rock of stability. The Lord is our rock of strength. The Lord is our rock of safety. The Lord is the rock on which we stand. The Lord is our rock of supply. And finally, the Lord is our rock of satisfaction. He completely satisfies. Dear brothers and sisters, this morning, how when we consider the Lord as our stability, strength, safety, standing place, and supply, how can we not say that we are satisfied with the Lord? He said he would be our comfort and our guide and our shield and our defender. You know, David says something lovely in this psalm. He says in verse 37, when he's looking back over all that he's been through, he says to the Lord, thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip. The Lord guided him through each step of the way. And as David looked back, he was able to give the Lord all the praise. Today, dear believer, nothing has changed. Let me finish with the words of this hymn. Sometimes we can sing hymns and not think properly about the words. And I'm going to read the whole hymn to you. And this is me done. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, who unto the Savior for refuge have fled? In every condition, in sickness and health, in poverty's veil or abounding in wealth, at home and abroad, on the land, on the sea, as days may demand, shall thy strength ever be. Listen, this is the Lord speaking now. He says, fear not, I am with thee. Oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. Are you going through deep waters this morning? When through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of sorrow shall not overflow. For I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all-sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume, and thy gold to refine. The soul that in Jesus hath learned to repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never forsake. The Lord is our rock of stability, our rock of strength, our rock of safety, the rock in which we stand, our rock of supply, and our rock of satisfaction. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? Let's pray. Our Father, again, we come into thy most holy presence this morning. And how we praise thee, O our God, that we, as children of God, stand upon the solid rock. We thank you, Father, that David was able to look back over his life and say that the Lord was his rock and his fortress and his deliverer and his shield. Father, many of us who listen in this morning may be going through tough times, difficult days. Maybe there are days ahead that are difficult. But Father, we praise you that you're the God who holds our hand and guides us and takes us through each step of the way. Father, there may be those who listen in who have not yet taken that first step, who aren't found standing upon the solid rock. Oh, Father, we pray for salvation this morning. We pray that you will speak to them. The Spirit of God will convict of sin, and that there will be great rejoicing in heaven over one sinner repenting. Thank you for your word. Thank you for ministering to our hearts. And we pray this in the precious name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.